What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I'm fucking know.
Yeah, it's a not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. I'm one of the co-hosts, Mitch Coyne, here with my
and I'm co-host. Ethan Bentley. Fucking well done, Mitch. Off the bat,
straight
mate.
Onto
you
it.
Had a crack. I love it. Yeah. You're taking initiative.
I fucked it up
it's
a little bit.
Good to see.
Wasn't my best. We're here with Hugh Worsley.
Worsley.
Thank you
Worsley.
For having me.
Yep. How do you pronounce it?
Worsley.
It is Worsley. I was wrong. Yeah.
Fuck you.
I've never heard an MC pronounce your name right then.
Yeah.
They always fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast, mate. Cheers again.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Coming in hot, pre-recorded from Newcastle Comedy Club on a lazy Sunday afternoon. It was a week. Let's get straight into it. Let's fucking...
Into what?
Let's talk about the Wicko first.
Yeah.
How was that? That was a whole thing.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't go, so I don't fucking know, so you'll have to fill me in.
So there was a 14-year-old kid there. He was performing comedy with his mum and his child brother. In the crowd.
Child brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Got to perform my dick jokes to a child again, which is fucking sick.
His dick was probably bigger than yours.
I'd say
it
so.
Was.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
part of his act.
Yeah. Yeah.
A flop off
yeah.
on stage.
Yeah. He was like a finalist for Class Clown, this kid.
Yeah.
Not,
right.
not the child, the teenager. He got up there telling stories about his primary school girlfriend and
oh yeah
and all of that good stuff.
Did he go to the brothel too?
No, should have. But
I'll crush that kid in a fucking storytelling contest.
Yeah,
he's got
I reckon
nothing.
You would. I reckon you would. But there was also a wake as well.
Yeah.
So we got there and there's just all people drunk and sad and. Fucking carrying on at the bar.
And they were so lively.
Yeah.
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 And happy.
Yeah. Happy to be there. Just fucking... Yeah. The fucking Wicko, man.
Not listening to us at all.
No.
But we don't have that normally anyway. So
no. Yeah.
That was just consistent. It was good, actually.
It was actually... It was all just the comedians just sort of there and just fucking... We're all in it together sort of thing.
Having a riff.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good fun.
Everyone got through their acts.
Yeah.
The old comedy workshop, eh?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Marty. Old Marty was fucking emceeing, doing a good job.
I thought we should have got Big Jim on first.
He should have opened.
Because whilst that wake was there and they were being loud.
Yeah.
And he could have just...
He would have wrangled them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sort of sent the kid up and he was like doing his very rehearsed bits.
Yeah.
And didn't really sort of know what to do.
Yeah, a bit rowdy for him.
He got heckled straight off the bat.
Really? There's yeah. people heckling a kid.
Yeah.
What a bunch of cunts.
Yeah. I got up and walked back. I was like, guys, he's like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Don't heckle him. Sort of thing.
What
and
the
like,
fuck?
Oh, no, we're just being supportive.
No, you're not. You're
we're
being
just
a fuckwit.
Supportive.
Yeah.
I would have roasted them about their dead friend. Oh. Not a crowd worker.
You would have fucking probably got your head punched in.
That's fine by me. That's
yeah.
fucking good hey. Press. Someone record this, please.
It's the best time to roast someone there. They're at a low. They're at a low.
And they can't fucking come back with any retorts because they're dead.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
You've really got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's sort of like having, if you fucked someone's mum. And you're having an argument with them, you can always just come with, well, I fucked your mum.
That's why I've fucked everyone's mum around town.
That explains it. If you can't get the mum, you go grandma and you work up.
Yeah.
Remind me not to fucking bring you to any family barbecues, Hugh.
Ah. That's all right. There wouldn't be any food.
Yeah.
Yes, got him. I love it.
Oh, and I fucked him up.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, so that happened. And then we had the star on fucking Thursday night, which I didn't go to, which got cancelled.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
There's an old mate behind the bar just like, nah, this is it.
No, I went and chatted to him. Sure. I was like, Eddie's doing... I just said Eddie's doing a gig. I was like, nah, she's doing a gig. I thought she was doing a gig, but apparently she's just seeing a mate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, nah, she's got a gig booked, so I'm going to run the sound and shit. He's like, yeah, no worries. And then I've got it all set up. Even did the banner, you know? It's feeling charitable.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was great work on that banner too.
Yeah. It's fucking tight, you know?
Very taut.
No flop. Fucking...
Zero flop.
Great, great banner job, Ethan. That's why I get paid the big bucks of zero.
Yeah,
so I was fucking set that up, and then it was Sam was there for like 5 minutes, and then he fucked off. He's like, "This is not going to be a thing." And I'm like, "Yeah, pretty well, mate."
Yeah.
It was like two old people in the back corner, and then you showed up.
Yeah.
Matty B showed up to MC it, and Brian showed up. I think that was it, wasn't it?
Big Jim came.
Oh, Big Jim came later, yeah. Fucking.
He was late-ish, but there.
And he really wanted to go on and do a set. I'll do it for free.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Have at it.
Oh, Big Jim. He needs a crowd. That was the thing I noticed at the Wicco. He does need a crowd. He definitely works
better.
Yeah, he got up at the Wicco and was just talking.
Mm.
He wasn't doing his character.
He was just Jim.
It was just Jim, yeah. Yeah. But
we need to get him on the pod.
It was just Jim.
Yeah. Well, I'll
it'd be funny
up.
If his name's not even James or Jim.
It's Peter.
He's wanted.
Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me. I wonder if Big Jim's done time.
And your mum, probably.
I'd call him Daddy.
Papa Jim.
Yeah.
I saw him the other day on Beaumont. He was...
Tambourine?
Yeah, tambourine.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Busking.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. I don't think he... Does he take money or does he just slam the tambourine? Because I've never seen him with a hat on the ground.
I don't think... What he's doing isn't particularly impressive. So I'm not surprised if no one really...
Gives him money.
Sort of, yeah. But yeah, I just had a chat to him and it was kind of funny because like... He looks like this old random bloke on the street, but like it's a weird thing that when you're in a situation where you suddenly know the old weird guy on the street.
When you know the crazy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And everyone's looking at you like, why is that bloke sitting down talking to that weird old dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tambourine.
You don't know.
For a long time. Yeah. What is going on here?
I love it. I love having a chat to Jim and you see people walking by just going like, oh, who the fuck are these cunts? Like,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Dodgy.
Yeah.
We'll have to get him on the pod though.
Yeah.
I'll hit him up, see when he's around. We might have to slip him some bus money maybe.
He should do a podcast.
Just as Big Jim.
Yeah.
Fuck, that'd be tiring, eh? Doing an hour of fucking...
It'd have to be like a 5-minute check-in or something.
Because if he did this pod, would he do it as Big Jim? Or would he just be Jim?
I think he'd be Jim.
Yeah. I want him to be Jim.
Yeah. Big
Jim. Maybe a bit of both. Maybe start out with Big Jim.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck are you, Big Jim?
Maybe.
Step in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe what we need to do is, because he wears glasses as well, so he'll just alternate between Big Jim and Jim randomly.
I'll bring my other sunnies
in. Does he wear glasses?
Yeah. Yeah, he wears glasses.
I'll bring me wraparound safeties from work.
Oh, perfect.
The Steve-O's.
Let's get that Big Jim.
The Shano's.
Let's get Big Jim on the podcast for Ep 100 and do mushrooms.
God damn. That would be huge.
You've never done mushrooms.
Oh, dude, I've never done mushrooms. I'll probably cry.
Really?
No.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to snort them.
You snort mushrooms.
That's the best way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the taste of that in the back of your fucking neck? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, you do it as a... I've done it as a tea and just as...
Did you do the lemon thing? Like the lemon tech? Where you put in like tea and honey?
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it helps it digest so it doesn't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Great time.
Any crazy stories?
Mm. Well, the last time I did it, I was in the Blue Mountains, and we went camping, me and my mate. Took mushies, got a bottle of red because that's cheap, and then we were just camping.
Yeah.
And then I remember we were lying there, got the fire there.
Yeah.
And Jim, my mate, was like,
"Do you want to fuck?"
Yeah. I'm setting up a perfect homoerotic story. Yep.
The way your mind just cuts to the gayest thing all the time.
Straight away. I can't help it. I'm straight.
I can hear you.
No, you're not. You are not fucking straight, cunt. Don't fucking lie to me. I know you get pegged.
I've never been pegged.
Oh, fuck off. Really?
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Not awake, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
how haven't you been pegged?
I know. The strap one she bought was too big. My little noose. Too many.
You fucking pussy.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, back to your homoerotic camping story, Hugh.
Oh, well, it doesn't really have a crazy ending like that. There's no pegging.
Spewing.
Sorry, except for the tent.
Yeah.
Pegged down the tent?
Yes. We pegged tents. Yeah, we really drove those home.
Fucking, you got to get it in deep, because otherwise...
I wanted to use the hammer, but we insisted on thrusting the pegs into the ground.
Yeah.
Did
you at least spin on them first, though?
Of course. How else do you get a peg in the ground?
Yeah.
No. Mate was lying there, and he's like, "Oh, I think it was like a worm or something under my back." And he sort of...
He turns around, it's your cock.
Up.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I would not want to do mushrooms with this kind of
bush. Anyway, turns out it was a snake.
Oh, shit.
Slithering, literally sliding under his back.
Real snake or fake snake? Like
real snake.
Not a hallucinated snake?
Actual snake.
Fuck, man. You do not want to be on mushrooms with a real snake around.
No.
What sort of snake was it?
I think it was like some sort of python.
Yeah, okay.
So nothing dangerous.
But what, like a fucking snake? Like
no, like 90 centimetre sort of.
Right.
Very thin, finger thin.
Yeah, okay.
Like Mitch's cock.
Like Mitch's cock.
Finger thin and 90 centimetres long.
Yeah. If only.
He rolls it out like a fucking piece of taffy.
Yeah.
Come here, Tanya, it's chew on this.
Got a sponsorship deal with Hoselink.
Yeah, sick.
So
always reliable.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild when you're like high in the bush and wildlife turns up. I think they're like, they know. They're like, this
they know.
Yeah, the fucking wildlife knows. They're like, this cunt's fucking vibrating differently. I think I'm going to go fuck with him.
That's because they want some.
Yeah.
They want some of those drugs.
Oh, man.
Because I was camping one time. I was real fucking high. I hadn't smoked any weed in a bit. And then my mate Talbot packs me up with this fucking cone with, like, he's making, like, these hash balls at the time. And he puts, like, a hash ball in the bottom of the cone, doesn't tell me, and then, like, puts weed on top. And it wasn't even for me. It was for our other mate, Kirky. And Kirky's sitting there. He's about to smoke it. And then he just looks at me, and I'm like, "What?" And he just, like, hands the bong to me instead. I'm like, okay. Just smashed it.
Yeah.
And I was fucked up for a long time.
Yeah.
Just freaking out. Like, every Forby that drove past, I'm like, these people want to fight us.
Yeah.
They all want to fight us for our thing. And, like, my mate Gav and Steve, they're just both nuts as fuck. And they, like, they had throwing knives and they're just throwing knives at the tree. And they're just watching people drive past with these knives in their hand. I'm like, this is crazy. Someone's going to die. Oh. And then a bush turkey came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it was fucking, like, come up. Fucking, I'm like staring at this bush turkey, and then with the knives, they start fucking throwing knives at the turkey. I'm like, fucking leave it alone, cunts. They're chasing this turkey with throwing knives, like trying to fucking hit it. I'm like, don't fucking
hit it. Trying to start some shit with the bush turkeys.
Oh, man. Like, imagine if you actually fucking stabbed it with a fucking throwing knife, and then you got like a wounded turkey to deal with. Then you'd have to kill it and pluck it and eat it, because otherwise you'd feel like a piece of shit. It'd be a fucking big deal. I didn't want that. Yeah, I just wanted to get high.
Does bush turkey taste good?
I doubt it.
Probably not. Probably too.
It's not, definitely not as good as turkey turkey.
Nah.
Is it?
Turkey turkey's not even that good. Honestly.
I've never had it.
Really?
I've
never had
it's
turkey.
Just like drier chicken. Ah.
Oh. What, like the deli meat turkey?
Never.
Fuck, turkey's good.
Nah, I don't rate it. Speaking of drugs, perfect segue. Tanya and I got you a little present, Ethan.
For fucking... Oh. You do ketamine one time.
This is for you.
Thanks, man.
Ace Ventura, Ket Detective.
There you go. Fuck yeah. I'm the Ket Detective. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's a stage shirt for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I need a white T-shirt. I fucking ran out.
Yeah.
My white T-shirt's
there
got
you
dirty.
Go.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Thank Tanya, really. I say it's a present from us. She bought it for you.
Oh,
and
well,
I'm taking credit for it.
Thanks, Tanya. And fuck you, Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she bought me an Always Sunny in Philadelphia shirt.
Oh, nice.
And
which one? What's it look like?
The family portrait.
Oh, yep.
And then we've got... She bought me like a triple XL one, and it looks like a fucking dress on me.
Oh, like it's the one crazy. I bought you?
Yeah. Yeah,
can you wear that on stage, please?
Fuck you, I'm autistic.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll wear it to our... I'll wear it on the 100th episode for sure.
No, on stage when you're doing a set.
I'm just
book show
will...
here, Saturday night. I want it fucking sold out. 80 cunts in here.
Yeah.
You on stage. Fuck you, I'm autistic.
It'll either go great or I'll get glassed.
Well, there's no glasses here, so they'll throw a tinny at you. That's
yeah,
it.
Someone will throw a fucking unopened hard can of beer.
Catch it, drink it on stage.
Dude, yeah. Imagine if I was that cool. No,
I could underarm it to you.
Yeah, maybe we should fucking set it up.
Take this, Mitch.
Yeah, pretend that we'll set it all up. It'll be an entire hoax. Fucking just manufacture.
Have you ever thought about taking your shirt off like Bert Kreischer does?
I'm too self-conscious.
Ben McLennan's already done
it. Yeah, and Ben McLennan's already
did
done
Benny
it.
Did Benny do it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
at the stag.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was wild, dude. Yeah, oh, dude, it was insane.
Yeah.
It's burned into my mind.
Oh, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. And he was like ranting about women while he did it. Was he doing wet ass pussy or something? Or like he was like twerking? It was
fucking
insane.
Something like that. It was crazy. I fucking love it when Ben gets on his like rants stage. He just gets up there and he's just, he's a fucking god. I'm just like, god damn it, dude.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He does not give a fuck.
There's nothing you can take from him.
No.
You can't cancel Ben. He works at a timber yard.
Yeah.
And he lives in Curry Curry. Yeah. Fucking good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you try, you've done him a favour.
You just give him more publicity.
Yeah, more publicity.
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 Fuck, I fucked that up.
I thought you were making
like
fun of me.
Like Isaac Butterfield kind of deal.
Yeah.
Where you try and take him down.
Yeah.
It's just the more people that like him hear about him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, fucking, what do you got for the show, Hugh? You got your phone here. It looks like...
Yeah.
Looks like you got shit planned. Look at this. He's
holy
got a note.
Shit.
You were more prepared than me, mate.
I took a few notes.
Well...
I didn't know what to expect.
What do we got? Can we have a look?
They're just random
Are these
stories.
Just like stories or bits?
KFC
or?
Runaway. All right, let's do it.
Well, KFC.
What's you fucking got me.
Run away.
You got me on the hook.
Well, this was back when I was living out in Jasmine, and I needed to. Well, I didn't need KFC, but
was no one ever needs KFC.
Anyway, it was after a night out. We on the way home. There's a KFC, and of course I'd pretty much spent all my money at the pub. And so I just walk in, and as like an order comes up to the counter, I just walk up, yep, that's me, take this box. I walk out of the KFC, sort of get a bit of a hop in my step.
Yep.
And
a bit of a sprint
going. Heading up the pathway. And then I sort
Did
of...
Did you hear oi?
Yeah. And then I'm sort of like 100 metres down the track, down the footpath. And, yeah. I remember hearing like a bit of commotion, and I sort of looked back, and there's like five blokes sort of like interrogating people as they're like running up the path, and I'm like, fuck this. And then then I sprint off, like jut off the path and hop down one of those big waterways.
Just ate KFC in a drain.
And I'm like,
oh, fuck.
And then I'm eating this KFC like basically a ravenous animal in this fucking drain, watching these like five blokes sprint up the path just interrogating people.
Oh, fuck.
Have you got my fucking KFC, cunt? Yeah. Where is he?
That is so
they
funny.
Screamed, where is he? Yeah.
You'd swear it was me you stole the KFC off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking for then, some fat cunt. It's just you.
And then at some point they just gave up, and one bloke just let out a big fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think it's on them though.
It's a $12 meal.
And then I took the biggest walk home. Like, yeah. I definitely didn't
the
walk
long
along
way.
The actual
yeah,
path.
Yeah, no.
Because they might have recognised me.
Yeah. You don't want to get fucking bashed over a Zinger box.
And one of the most fucked thing is I ate about half a thing and felt really full.
Oh, just...
So I didn't finish the whole meal that I stopped.
Unreal. You fucking
dude.
Piece of shit.
It was... Oh, I'll tell you what, the adrenaline running through my veins as I hear five blokes basically coming to beat me up.
Yeah.
And I'm just sprinting off into a drain.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
I thought it was mine. Sorry, man. Fucking got the number.
Yeah, exactly.
Messed up.
It's crazy that they're like, where's... They chased after you instead of just
been,
being
yeah.
like, where's well, my meal?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, someone's already taken it. Like,
well, yeah. you better make
you
another
gave
one.
My meal or I to the wrong person. I want another meal.
True.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah. But there was five
so
of them and one of
what
you.
What you're saying is it's not my fault.
Exactly.
It's
KFC's fault.
It's on them. It's on them. That's a fucking funny story, dude.
I think that's the correct interpretation of what happened.
Mm.
I'm glad you came up with it.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one for like... You tell stories like that when it's like all comics. Like one of those nights, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell that one.
It's like out of the box. The Zinger box.
Mm.
That one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
This was like 3-4 years ago, so I barely remember it. I just remember it being a...
And it was just you.
Moment.
It was just you. You're like, I'm going to get up to some mischief.
Yeah, I am a bit of a lone wolf.
Was it a KFC that's near a pub that we do comedy at?
It's the one near the Jesmond Hotel.
Oh, that's pretty far away. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous area.
Don't do that bit in Jesmond.
Yeah.
You might get bashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's him. That's the guy that stole my Zinger box 4 years ago.
No. I'm sure they've all given up.
Yeah.
Chasing. I'd hope.
They're still looking for you.
They've probably forgotten.
The one that got away.
Coke.
Yeah.
We were out one night and coming back, and we were driving past the KFC in town here, and it looked closed. So we drove past, and I was like, fucking so bummed. I wanted KFC so much. I was like, fuck, I want Dirty Bird. And we drove up, and some girl had been hit by a car and was getting loaded into an ambulance. Like, there's a shoe in the middle of the road, people distraught everywhere, so we had to do it.
You were about to say getting loaded into the car that hit her.
Yeah, no, into an ambulance.
Like, get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, so we got turned around.
Hit, pick up and run.
Yeah. We got turned around, and we went back past the KFC. We were wrong, it was open. So thank fuck that lady got hit by a car, is all I can say.
That is lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch got his KFC.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking awesome. Greatest night of my life.
Yeah, because without her getting hit, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have got
around.
KFC. Yeah.
Mm.
So it was a good thing that she got hit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how karma works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
The bad happens, and some good comes out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scales sort of even up then.
Yeah.
It's funny because she went to hospital, but. after KFC, you'll probably go to hospital too.
Mm. Yeah, we will both lose legs.
Yeah.
It's just I'll lose mine 40 years down, down the road.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
Oh, man. I've been off the dirty bird lately, which is surprising.
Oh, that's good.
Eating clean.
No. Just not eating KFC.
Okay. I'm still a greasy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I've just moved on to bigger and better things. I'm obsessed with steaks now.
That's
cooking
true.
Cooking steaks. Ah. Yeah, I'll cook.
This will be one of those barbecues.
Yeah.
You have us too.
Yes. Yeah, I'll definitely cook you all steaks. Fucking delicious.
When's this happening?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You just mentioned it there. I went with it.
Everyone invite your mums.
Love a good callback.
Yeah, that was
BYO
good.
Mum.
Yeah. Well, moving on,
I got some shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah, actually. Thank you. Thank you for saving us.
Fucking last night, I did a gig here. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was coming in to watch Jacques Barrett do his hour. So I got here at, 5 o'clock. And, as I'm walking down, get the call from Elliot. Oh, you want to do a spot? I've had, three people drop out. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking do a spot. I'm outside. I'll see you in 30 seconds. And I watched that show. That was really good, watching him do an hour. It was, 20, 30 people in here. So
yeah, true.
Not, packed, but, yeah, he fucking did good.
Yeah.
Just good to see him, do an hour. It's fuck. It's good to see, a level where you're all right, that's something to aim for. Just fucking nonstop bit after bit after bit. Never lost momentum the whole time. It was fucking great. Great to see. And then he emceed the showcase afterwards.
Mm.
So, that kicked off. It was pretty good.
Is that the women's showcase or a different one?
Nah, a different one. I think the women's one's this coming weekend. Yep. So, that was a fucking packed out crowd, sold out. It was fucking great. I went on second and I was all right, but I reckon the best spot is opening the second half here.
Yeah.
It's just perfect timing. Everyone's gone back to the bar, had some more drinks, and they're keen to fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Brooke did that spot this weekend. She fucking crushed it. It was, really good to see. Just doing crowd work, riffing. It was fucking great. And then at the end of the show, I'm talking to Jack all night. He knows who I am. We've done gigs with him before.
Yeah.
Went down to Lucky afterwards and shit like that. But you know how you just blank on a name sometimes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that. He's give it up for all the comics you've seen the first half. First guy was Chris Nguyen, and he's and fucking fucking old mate Bentley. Old mate Bentley, huh?
Well, if it isn't old mate Bentley.
Oh, you motherfucker. I was trying to change my Instagram to at old mate Bentley, but I can't figure out how to fucking do it.
Oh, that's so funny. That is good.
It's so much better than Ethan.
It is.
It's
fucking old mate Bentley.
Old mate Bentley.
I've been old mate Bentley. Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's perfect. Mitch Garling headlined.
Yeah,
and
legend.
Fucking, it was a rowdy crowd, man. By the end of it, they were getting rowdy. And at the end of it, there was these three boys that come in and they were fucking looked like drug dealers and they were being noisy and he fucking shut that down. He was it's got 3 fucking minutes of the show to go, shut the fuck up. He does not like hecklers.
No, he
Garling.
Doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He has zero tolerance. Just bam, straight on him.
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around.
And fuck. Oh yeah. So I'm out in the fucking behind the curtains there, chilling out the back, and this dude comes out with his missus, and he's got his hands up her ass, fucking. She's wearing a skirt, and he's fucking in there, he's getting 2 handfuls. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And they both go into the women's toilet, and he looks over his shoulder, and I see him going to look over, so I just pretend to look away, into the
yeah.
into the thing. I'm like, I'm not seeing nothing. He's like, clocked me not looking. I've already seen you, you cunt.
He's like, I'm a fucking ninja.
Yeah, he's like, I got this. And he goes in.
He's like, yeah, I've nailed this.
Yeah. Totally thought he was getting away with it.
There's that cross-eyed bloke. He didn't see anything.
So fucking, they go in, and I'm like, oh, all right. And then there's like two girls like waiting outside. A line starts forming, and then like one girl goes in, comes out. The next girl goes in, comes out to me, and she's like, "There's some freaky shit going on in there." And I'm like, well, "What do you want me to do about it?" Like,
I'd have gone in, started filming.
Well,
live stream it to fucking Facebook.
Well, here's the thing: I wanted to know what was going on, so I kind of just sat there with my ear. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're fucking. And then Jacques comes out. I'm like, there's people fucking in there. He's like, they're fucking in there. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking in there. He's going, oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. And I'm like, you gonna roast?
That's what it sounds like.
Like, you gonna roast them? Like, they come in and sit back down. And I can't remember who was on stage, but I come up to Jacques and I'm like, it's those two. He's like, all right. He gets on stage and just starts fucking roasting them.
Oh.
And they just get up immediately and just walk out.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What the fuck?
And she's just like so embarrassed, man. So fucking embarrassed. And then he's just like, he's just loving it. I called him on the way out of the toilet. I'm like, you filthy cunt. to the guy. And he's like, yeah. She was so distraught. Poor girl.
She's
fucking
like,
hot too.
She's like, I'm not doing it if there's anyone who can see. And then they get in there. He's like, no, I was looking.
No one saw.
It was just that cross-eyed bloke.
That fucking weird Mark Zuckerberg looking cross-eyed.
Yeah. He was looking directly at the roof. He definitely didn't see it.
Yeah.
He was so proud of himself.
Fuck. You would be.
Is that a first?
I think that's the first.
The first?
Yeah, for getting fucked in the toilets at the comedy club. Fucking well done, champion.
If I was up on stage, I'd have gone, I'm buying you both a beer. This is fucking awesome. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I don't know if the comedy club agrees with that, but
they'd already left. And, like, Mitch Garling was still just, like, using it, like, roasting and calling back to it, like, the whole time through his set. Like, lucky they left, because she would have just been wearing it so badly. It was fucking great.
That's wild. That's a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
My line, like after the fact, I was like, fuck, it would have been so good if you're on stage. And you're like, most people come in here and do a tight five, but you did a loose seven. That would have crushed.
That's
nice. So you called her a seven.
She was a seven.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'd give her a seven.
A loose three would have been a brutal call. But
yeah, there would have been smells.
There was a loose seven and a half.
A loose seven is what I did last night. It was like loose set, not fucking great, but
oh, I thought you meant you got a root.
No, fuck. Fuck no, I didn't go to the brothel. And
so there's no loose sevens in there.
No, they're all fucking five and below. I shouldn't say that. One of them's quite hot. And then fucking the night before, I went out to Friendly Geordie's at the Wicco. Calling back to that. And it was fucking boring.
Ah.
Wasn't all for it, eh?
Was it sold out?
Yeah, it was fucking chockers. Pretty sure it was sold out.
Who are Friendly Geordies? Because I actually have no idea who they are.
It's one dude, Jordan Shanks, runs a YouTube channel. He's quite fucking big in Australia. He's like half a mil subs or something like that. And he does like...
It's like political commentary.
Very political. He's up Labour's ass. He's like, Labour, fucking love it.
Yeah.
I swear he's getting paid from them. I don't know. Allegedly. That's just...
Well, that sounds like the sort of thing I'd love to go and see, because when I go and watch a comedy show, I always want to just hear about political...
Yep, very informative. This one was about Rome, actually, which is very intellectual.
Oh.
I must say, very intellectual. He's so fucking up his own ass. I couldn't stand it. There's a little bit of self-deprecation, but not enough for like how much he's just shitting on everyone and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you're a fucking wanker. You need a heavy dose of fucking either MDMA or
a punch to the face
or some sort of psychoactive drug to like just take a good look at yourself, cunt. What are you doing? He's just...
Ethan fucking going heavy on friend fucking Geordies.
It's fucking brutal, man. I had to sit through it for a fucking hour. And I couldn't stand anymore. I'm like, I'm leaving. It's just the same joke over and over again. He's like, I'm very smart about this thing, and then here's a PowerPoint of a Photoshop that you will all laugh at, and then I will do that, rinse and repeat, for a fucking hour and a half. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I watch his videos. Some of them are quite informative. And you're like, all right, that's cool for 10 minutes. But then, like, 10 minutes, it's done, and you're watching something else. You're like, all right, that's all I can handle.
Yeah.
But for a fucking hour and a half of it, the show went for... I left after, like, an hour. I was like, all right, you've been going for an hour, cunt. Wrap this shit up.
Yeah.
And friends of Ron were playing at the Cambridge, and I was like, I'm fucking going to watch that. That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I went and fucking saw
Frenzel. How was Frenzel?
So good, man.
Yeah.
So fucking good. My ears are still not right.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I messaged Brooke about it. I was like, oh, fucking, because she likes Frenzel Rom. I was like, are you going to see him? She's like, oh, yeah, nah. I was like, all right, well, whatever. And then she's like, nah, I'm going to go, like, snap decision. And then I was like, oh, I was still on the fence. I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is fucking awful. Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. So,
went in there to see that, and we were both like front and center, like on the barrier.
Yeah, okay.
It was fucking great. Damn. And I was standing there, and this fucking gremlin of a chick comes up, and she's like, are you two a couple? And we're like, no. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. I was like, I should have just said yes, because like as soon as I said no, she's just like fucking puts a hand in between us and like grabs onto the barrier. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, this bitch is going to like weasel her way in. And she's just like, pushing away, and I'm like, well, I can't be like, fuck off, because we're not a couple. I can't just be like, get away.
Like, we're still here together, though. We're friends.
Yeah.
Like, we're here to enjoy the show together.
And poor Brooke just got like shoved to the side, like just pushed over to the wings. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I was like, well, I'm not moving. I paid $50 to see this. I'm fucking staying right where I am. And I just had cunts like pushing up against me. Like, I got smashed into the barrier a few times.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Off. Like, what are you doing?
What kind of band?
Like an Aussie punk fucking...
Frenzel?
Yeah, Frenzel Rom. Yeah, they've been around for fucking yonks, hey?
You would have heard them on Triple J and stuff like that. Yeah, if you heard their music, you'd be like, oh, I recognise that.
Yeah.
It's Louis... Not Louis McCurdy. Fucking... Who's the doctor? What's his name? He's like the guitarist.
Now I'm doing a name blank. Is it... It's no, Jay Wiley's the fucking singer. It's Lindsay McDougal.
Yeah, Lindsay McDougal.
Yeah.
Not ringing any
Might
bells.
Be a little bit before your
He was
time.
Wearing a Dick Lord shirt.
He used Possibly. To do like Triple J in the afternoon.
I'm 22. Mm. How old are you guys? I'm
30.
Not... 30. There you go. 8 years.
Yeah. I think he was off the radio.
It was Jay and the Doctor was fucking yonks ago, man.
Yeah. Five or 6 years ago. So, fuck, 22.
Yeah, shout out to Dick Lord, the band Dick Lord. Give it a listen.
Yeah, okay.
I'd heard one of their songs, Mole on the Doll, before. I didn't know it was a band called Dick Lord that sung that. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Because if I see, like, bands playing and shit, they're wearing, like, band shirts, I'll be like, all right, what are you checking out? I'll look it up. And, yeah, Mole on the Doll's fucking hilarious. And there's a few other songs that are pretty fucking good. You Fingered Me Weird is another good
That's a classic.
Fucking funny.
That is a fucking...
So funny. Yeah. I love bands. Any band that is, like, somewhat comedic, like Frenzel Rom's the same. Like, some of their songs are quite funny. Like, I fucking get into it.
Yeah.
So it's funny.
These are the wrong sunnies. I got a fucking...
Oh, yeah, the wraparounds.
Let me tell you about women, boys. I've got a fucking thing or two to say.
Oh, I got some fucking opinions.
I have some information.
Yeah.
We're going to film that skit at some point.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. Some cunt wore these to a comedy show. Definitely on the back of his neck, I reckon.
Yeah.
Stop sitting there. Yeah. Oh, I could fucking do that, eh?
I could do that.
Don't you love that? Those dudes, I could do that.
I could do that. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
The same cunts that would be like, I'd fucking bash that cunt. Yeah. Have you ever taken a boxing lesson in your life? No. Well, I'll just get angry.
No, you don't know me,
I'll fucking
man.
See red.
Yeah, you I'm don't know, angry. Man. I don't stop.
I don't stop. I smoke 20 durries a day, but I don't stop. Yeah. I've got the cardio of a fucking savage.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about fuckwits.
So we're back into it.
Back to us fuckwits.
Yeah. You got another story for us, Hugh?
Of course. How many do you want?
All of them. Let's fill in the next one.
I think we have
minutes.
Enough time.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys, actually, how do you go about falling asleep?
I thought you were going to say, where do you get your ideas from? I masturbate.
Yeah, there's a bit of masturbation.
You jack off and that gets you,
and that fucking
knocks you out.
Yeah. Out like a light.
Out like a light.
Yeah. I do calm app and meditation, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've paid for a subscription to that, so I should use it.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah, it's good.
Knocks you out?
It's good. Yeah, do the daily calm.
I find
with Tamara and Levitt.
Tamara. Okay,
yeah,
I'll look for
Tamara's good.
Okay.
There's two of them that do it.
Watch out, Tamara. I'm coming for you.
Yeah, fuck yeah. She's got big teeth.
Oh.
It's
my kind of lady.
Yeah. Big teeth. Yeah. Huge mouth.
And then she chews your food and then...
Oh, dude, the old fucking ASMR food chewing. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like a big black lady who chews, like, cabbage and stuff. Yeah, old fucking...
Does she do, like, is she full Aunt Jemima voice, too? Oh, Lord, it is cabbage good.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
White people be eating like this, but black people be eating like...
What?
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
It's basically because I've been struggling to get to sleep.
Well, I've got the perfect thing for you. This
podcast, if you listen to this.
Slap an episode of this on.
Yeah. You'll be asleep before you know it.
If you make it to the second half. Oh. Wow.
It almost sounds like a certain someone doing their set. Just
their timestamps.
Yeah.
Timestamp.
Yep.
Timestamp.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So what about you?
How do I get to sleep?
Yeah. Fucking beautiful women. He's like, I just go pick up a 10.
Oh, this is bound to happen. I knew this was going to happen some point in the podcast. Either. You're going to get gay with you. You're going to declare your love for him and how sexy he is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like every time.
Everyone knows Mitch is a 10.
Mm. Yep.
He's a
for
secret,
weight.
He's a secret 10.
Yeah.
10 stone.
Underneath this beautiful
I don't know, conversions.
Body. Anywho.
How do I get to sleep? Well, I don't. That's my problem.
You've got some serious insomnia.
Not really. I just get to bed too late. And I've started this new job doing in a lab. So I've got to be out there at like 6.
Yeah,
to wake up at 5. So I want to work out how to get to bed early. And these are all the ways that people have told me.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the lab home with you.
Yeah. That'd do it.
That's a fucking a Labrador joke. It's at 6 a.m. you have to be in a lab.
Perfect. And the thing is, I have been late a few times too.
I can't get gay with you, but you can talk about fucking a Labrador.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
I've yet to find where to draw it.
That's what I do. I've actually, I'll write bits as well. That's how I write.
Yeah.
As well, because you fucking...
It's a way of meditation too.
Mm.
Just getting that on paper. Getting ideas out of your head.
Yeah. So that's how I've been writing lately. I'll write a lot of my bits, but what will happen is you'll stay up all night fucking writing bits instead of going to sleep.
Turns out I had a lot more thoughts than I thought.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
I just wrote until the morning.
Yeah.
I asked someone the other day and how they get to sleep, and she said, I meditate in the morning for 20 minutes. It's like, well, that's helpful. Because I'm always sleeping in the morning.
You know, that's going to be a long story. Strap in.
Yeah.
And then she tells me, and then she meditates for 20 minutes before bed as well. And that's a way of doing all her, like, pondering and thinking. And then when she goes to sleep, there's nothing really on her mind.
Yeah.
So, she, you know, she, I guess she's really only got 40 minutes worth of thinking to do
in the day.
In the rest.
You're saying just... she's dumb.
I suppose I am.
Not you. If she's only thinking 40 minutes a day, so I can't turn it off.
Yeah. 40 minutes, and that's... She's peaking.
That's it.
She's at the
more thoughts.
Height of performance.
You've reached the end of the cul-de-sac after 40 minutes of thinking a day.
I don't know.
That would fucking help, I reckon.
Yeah.
Meditation for that. Yeah, because it's hard. Like, if you're sitting there just thinking of...
Get your thoughts out. Think them up.
Yeah, think them up.
Out. Compartmentalize.
Yeah. Yeah. Break down the thoughts as well. Like, why am I thinking about this?
Yeah, you can go deep down the rabbit hole of your own thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have a lot of thoughts. I did this once, and I was just writing. Every time I sort of had, like, a thought, I would write it. And then I had pages and pages of, like... And the more you think about it, the deeper the thought gets.
Yep.
And then the more analysis of the thought you do. And then... I find, like, after a while, you've thought way too much.
Yeah.
And there's no clarity.
Wouldn't it be bad if you tried to do that and you've got, like, two lines? well.
like this chick who thinks for 40 minutes a day.
Yeah. She's two lines. Yeah. She's done. Easy.
She's like a small sketch in the corner.
Woo. Yeah.
The brain is frazzled.
Yeah. It's like, what am I going to have for dinner tomorrow? She never comes up with a fucking...
Sweat bead drips down her face.
Because women can't ever tell you what they want for dinner. That's the thing.
Is that right?
When you're in like a that's the only thing me and my wife...
I say that like I've never encountered a woman before.
Yeah. These women.
Well, there you go.
What are these women you speak of? That's the only thing me and my wife...
I've seen before.
Yeah, that's the only thing me and my wife argue about is what we're going to have for dinner.
Oh, so you'd love Ryan's bit about the girlfriend experience game.
I do. It's great.
It's on point.
Yeah. Spot on.
And the boyfriend experience game too. On point.
Yeah. I've got a VR headset as well. I've seen those games he plays.
I don't think he's got a VR headset.
I think he has.
You reckon?
I fucking guarantee it.
We'll find out on episode 100.
I bet you $5 dues.
$5 dues.
It's on right now.
It's on.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
We'll shake it on that. Episode 100, we're going to find out.
What have we bet on?
That Brian has a VR headset.
Ooh,
and we want to see Brian's library as well. I want to know what Brian has.
His search history.
But what video games has he got?
I think he's got one.
Yeah.
Unless he bought one for his kids.
That
doesn't count.
That makes it even worse, almost.
boys, where have we gone?
Yep. Oh, no. Are you going to say it? Or you want me to say
it? No, you do it. It's all you, mate.
I played another game the other day. It's called the Kid Fucking Experience.
That is the name of the episode right there, people.
If Brian did that bit,
Kill.
Oh, no.
If you did the first two, like the girlfriend, the boyfriend, and then.
Oh my god! And I tried the child molester experience. Couldn't afford the robe.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know the bit, it's basically our mate Brian does a bit about how he's got this game. That's the girlfriend experience, and he argues over dinner. That's essentially the bit. Just for a bit of context there.
Yeah. Now it's better if they don't have the context on our podcast. The more in the dark people are about what's going on.
Yeah.
Episode to episode.
It's all about elusivity.
Yeah. What a word. Elusivity.
Not sure if it is.
Is it? Let's go. Is that a word?
Yeah.
It could be both.
Elusiveness sounds better. No, actually, elusivity sounds better. But
elusivity sounds more technical.
Elusiveness, I'm not sure if it's probably correct.
They're adding new words. I think just elusive. Yeah. More elusive.
It's elusive.
That's
nature.
All you need.
More elusive.
Yes. Elusivity.
It is elusivity.
The condition of being elusive. Elusiveness.
The condition.
The
We're
condition.
All right. We were all right. Everyone goes
it's
home a
winner. Condition.
I suffer from elusivity.
Elusivity in my asshole.
Wow. You went there.
So what is it?
It's the art of being, or it's being
not seen.
Yeah, elusivity. The condition of being elusive.
Oh.
You're good at...
That's handy.
Yeah. Elusivity.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
All right, let's get off this shit and talk about fucking... How long you been doing comedy now here? It's fucking... Been a bit. Been a minute.
Okay. Probably a year.
Is that all?
I think so.
Fuck.
Possibly a little bit longer, but, you know, there was COVID there. It was like 6 months. No comedy.
So are you counting that?
I go away for 3 months and I didn't do comedy, so...
But all up, like, if that was included, it'd be like 2 years, wouldn't it?
It could get close to that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've never... I'd have to look back, and I'm bad with dates.
Yeah, same. I can't remember how long I've been doing it.
My favourite phrase is the other day.
Yeah.
It ranges from a day to 10 years.
Yeah.
That's every comedian's bit, though. Yeah. Drove past the sign the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been telling this bit for 2 years now. The other day.
The other day. So versatile.
Yeah. We why'd you start? Why'd you get into it?
Well, there's no good answer to this. I just
attention. Like everyone else that does it. We all need attention.
Yeah, I think I just, Tom, my mate Tom, did
it. Oh, you mates with Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Before comedy.
I thought you two were the same person for the longest time.
Oh, really? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
We could be.
Yeah.
Fuck, so he started before you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him coming along to writing and shit, and then he just fucked off.
Yeah.
But you've stuck it out.
Yeah.
You're keen.
You're,
of course.
Yeah, you're one of the, you're now one of the core group. You're always there. You're always showing up.
I love the scene, and I really... Because I went to Melbourne the other day, and...
Last year.
Oh, that's perfect. Wow, I've looped that in accidentally.
Yeah.
Look at me go.
Anywho.
That's just how most of my bits work, really.
Yep.
Looping things in accidentally.
Yep.
But I went to Melbourne the other day, and I had a bit of a suss of the comic scene down there, like a very brief suss. Like I did one open mic,
yeah,
and went to some different shows. And I found, I guess, just because there's so many more comedians that want to have a go, there's so many more egos floating around the room.
Yep.
So what I like about the Newcastle scene is I feel like everyone's really nice here. They'll look you in the eye, have a conversation.
Yep.
Well, most of us, but sometimes my autism kicks in and I'm like, oh.
I got a problem.
I'm not doing it out of ego. I'm doing it out of, I can't look people in the eye. I have a condition.
I'm like, I'll try and kiss someone if we make eye contact for too long.
But anyway.
You just can't help it.
Yeah, it's my inability to pick up social cues. I get confused. It's been a problem with my pets. Too far?
Which is either fight or fuck. When he makes eye contact.
That's why you can only get three items at the supermarket.
Yeah.
You're looking at the checkout chick for too long. Eventually.
He sends his wife to the supermarket. There's no way he goes to the supermarket anymore. He can't. He's banned.
Yeah, they don't let me in.
Yeah.
No, they only let me in the quiet hour.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought it was for, like, opening up the meat packaging and testing the steaks.
Yep. Undercooked.
You call this ribeye?
Oh man,
this is an A grade.
What was the all right?
Anyway, Melbourne,
so,
Melbourne comedy.
Melbourne. So, all right, compared to the Newcastle scene, would you say the comics in Melbourne were funnier or not as funny?
Ooh. Well, we had a few pros drop through who are obviously pretty pretty good.
Yep.
And, well, I think what's nice about having less ego in the Newcastle comedy scene, I feel, is that people aren't doing it to try and sort of be better than the next person. They're trying to do it just to be, just for the love of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So it feels more authentic, I guess, which is nice.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Everyone,
And obviously being funny is subjective. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But for me, I enjoy listening to someone who's trying to work something out and not trying to be the best, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like, yeah. You're not trying to... It's almost like you're not trying to do it for, like, fame, even though they're not really. But, like, you're not trying to do it for fame, you're trying to do it for the art.
Yeah. Yeah. In Newcastle as well, on the whole, I would say across the board, everyone wants to see everyone do better.
Mm.
Like, I want to be around killers. I want to be around really, really good comedians.
Well, I think if you're going to make it in comedy, and if you're going to stay around for a while, you've got to pick being on team comedy. Like, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but, like, there's team crowd, and they're the people that watch, and then there's the comedians. And I don't really care what type of comedy...
Team crowd.
Yeah, team crowd. They're
I've never heard this analogy.
They're the fuckwits that'll, like, heckle and, like, think, oh, I could do it.
Team crowd.
And all that shit. Like, you're still on team crowd. If you've never done it, or if you think you could do it, like, that's great. But until you've got up there and fucking had a crack at it, you're not going to know, because you just haven't done it yet. And once you've done it, then you understand how fucking difficult it is. And, like, we really shouldn't shit on people that are, like, giving it a go, as much as we do to, like, bus balls and whatever.
Yeah.
Which you can do. But, like, there's a difference between that and, like, actively, like, trying to undermine someone who's, like, just trying to do comedy. And I feel like there's that sort of vibe getting around in some of the bigger cities. Like, not so much Sydney. Sydney seems, from what I've seen, like, they're pretty, like, tight-knit. And they, like, will watch out for each other. Just the comedians that I've met down there, and they've all been pretty fucking awesome to me.
Yeah.
But maybe it's, like, a bit more like that. I can't say, because I haven't been to Melbourne. But, yeah, like, I would never, like, try and get another comedian cancelled or throw another comedian under the bus or, like, any of that sort of shit.
Yeah, I don't think they do that. It's more just, like, that they were trying to, like...
They're trying to be the funniest in the room.
Kind of. It's like they're trying... Like, if you're not on and they are on, they just have this sort of air of arrogance, like, yeah, I'm on because I'm better than you.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. I think... I guess it's probably because there's a lot more people as well. The more people you get in a scene, the harder it is to be a tight-knit and friendly scene.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Definitely. Like,
yeah.
If you don't know the person who's going up on stage, you're not invested in whether they do well or not.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you don't know them, you might... that, like you said, there might be that ego where you're like, oh, I'm better than this person. Like, oh, they fucking bombed. They suck.
Yeah.
And it might be that person's just got up and fucking thrown 5 minutes out that they've written...
Yeah,
and that they're just like waiting to see if it sticks.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it's comedians in general need. I think this is my opinion as well, and it's something I learned from Eddie: is be a better crowd member as well. If you're a comedian, try and laugh. Try and laugh at jokes. It's hard.
It's funny though, yeah, like
yeah.
That's I think that's one of Jacques' lines. Is like. If you think something's funny, fucking tell your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fucking laugh.
Jim Owen's got that great bit where he says, like, he's like making fun of people's laughs, how they make no sound, and he impersonates them. Like, just kicking their head back, and if it no sound comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to do a bit the other day where I was like, if you are struggling to laugh, just lean your head back, because I've found that a laugh comes out way easier if you're like, in the laugh position already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assume the laughing position and let the laugh slide out.
You can get crowds who are afraid to laugh.
Yeah.
You can absolutely have that where everyone's
yeah,
like,
that's true. Yeah.
You'll have a big crowd at like the Stag and yeah. or even here sometimes. There's been nights
open mic here,
the open mic
younger
here,
people.
Yeah, where they're like
yep.
afraid to laugh and you're like, just fucking.
Because they're afraid of what their friends will think that they think is funny?
Possibly. Yeah. And there's the whole like agenda going on that like some things are not acceptable and all that shit. So like people are more like
yeah.
a bit fucking on edge with that sort of shit.
And also it's a bit cool to just be too cool. You know?
That can be, yeah. And that's what you get in comedy rooms, like when it's all comics.
Yeah,
like, oh, I'm not
yeah.
going to fucking laugh at that. I'm a jaded comic. I've seen it all.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking laugh if you think it's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
You need to let go of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that, though. Like, I've done that. Like, if I see a bit and it's like hack and I've heard other shit like it, and I still find it funny, but I won't laugh because I'm just like, oh, come on. Like,
yeah, definitely.
But I should laugh.
But you also tend to break down jokes as well in your head. You're
exactly,
like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was like a misdirect there.
And that's why I was cracking on Friendly Geordie so much because I was just watching it from like a comedian perspective of being like, he's just doing the same thing over and over and over again and I'm bored of it.
There's no effort.
But he's like legit crushing. Like everyone's fucking having a great time. They're all fans of him. They're all there to see him. So you can't like shit on the guy that way. Like he's fucking sold out.
Well, you didn't
wicko.
Say that to begin with.
Yeah.
The way you came
now,
across.
I was just really upset because I got so bored in it. And I was like, this is fucking...
Yeah.
There's that and the competitive thing you were talking about. Like, I'm competitive in nature. But, like, I think, like, the whole night, like, you have all the comics coming on. Like you said, like, you want everyone to do well. And, like, if everyone does well on a night, like, the night goes better for everyone.
Definitely.
So you don't want to be like
competitive
to the point where you're like shoving other comics down to be like, no, I'm gonna that person just went on, but I'm gonna fucking crush it. Because as soon as you get any ego about you like that, you'll probably fucking bomb.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get up there thinking like, oh, watch this, I'm gonna fucking destroy.
I'm gonna destroy.
Yeah. No, you're gonna get destroyed.
Well, you're not supposed to. Damn it, I've been doing that.
You can hype yourself up and be like, yeah, I've got this. Like, yeah, fucking give yourself your own positivity. But as soon as you go like, oh, that person sucks, like, I'm gonna
get that tattooed on my somewhere. I'm gonna crush.
Yeah.
Just to remind myself what's about to happen.
Yeah.
When I go on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I first started comedy, I went through and I never used to get nervous. And then recently doing like a couple of bigger shows now, I've been getting nerves.
Yeah.
And like I've had to remind myself like I'm doing this for fun. I'm not expecting to be the next Jim Jefferies or anything like that.
Food on the table. This is
this is for fun. This is
recreation.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the big raw comedy gig. Like, it's 200 seats. It's packed.
Yeah,
it's a huge room.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and then I was like backstage with all the comics. It was just a fucking really good time.
Mm.
I'm like, and I've got to remind everyone was chill. There was people who were nervous, didn't do well, like who were walking around. And then the comedians who were just sitting there riffing and joking because we all knew our stuff. We all knew our set. We didn't have to, like, fucking pace the room. It was literally, I was like, I walked out there. I was like, I know this set works. So I was like, I just fucking had fun with it. And then coming here a couple of times, I felt myself getting really, really nervous.
Mm.
And I had to like, actively be like, just fucking back yourself, walk out there, have fun with it. And at the end of the day, if you bomb, it's going to be a story for the podcast. Like,
right. This is the
what
fallback.
A consolation prize this.
Yeah. this is the keeper.
Yeah.
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 If you miss the wickets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is the keeper.
But I think we've just about hit an hour, haven't we, Ethan?
Yeah, you got any bits you're working?
Let me have a look. Let me fucking double check. You got any?
Is this one of our segments? We hit bits.
Yeah.
All right. I got bits.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
Okay.
What do you got, man?
I wanted to do something about how hard it is to fall asleep
mm.
and then how hard it is to wake up. The irony there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if only it could be relatable. The exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, I get annoyed when I can't find things in the dark. God damn it was right here, you know. You're like,
yeah. That's reminded me of that Dan Cook bit where he's like talking about being in the movie theater. He's like trying to put his cup in the cup holder, and he's like, he just does like 30
I
seconds.
Swear
of
that
like
cup
looking.
Holder was here.
Yeah, he's, where is it? We've
that
all done
like
it.
Sounds like a great bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Damn. What do you got, Mitch?
I was talking to my wife the other day, and she was like, she's talking about how like sort of like rich people will come into a store, yeah. Like come into the coffee shop and act pretentious. And I'm like, oh, well, that's okay. They're better than us. And she's like, oh, no, they're not. I'm like, they are, Tanya. I'm like, she's like, no, they're not. I'm like, all right, look, you didn't grow up white trash, but you did marry into it. So you've got to get your head around that. Like, it was like that fucking, yeah, you didn't grow up white trash, but you definitely married into it.
I thought
it.
You were taking the piss and you were like just revving her up. Being yeah. like, no, they're better than us.
I think it's a bit of both.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one I came up with a little while ago. So yeah. It's one of those ones where I think I've come up with a punchline before I can...
I like that.
Yeah, so I'll try and figure out a nice setup for
that
one.
I like that a lot. I'm finding like my bit about how shit walking is and how I tie that into a big story and that about how I go to Melbourne and there's people walking there and then Newcastle people walking here and whatnot. And you can tie that into it rather than just doing bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doing a story.
The art of storytelling is something that's like you were here, you saw me I think it was here. Tried to tell a couple like rap stories up here and just ate my dick. Yeah. But like
was that recently?
Yeah, it was last week. I was talking about
that's
it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I got like one
you like
okay.
You're a little prepared then, like yeah.
I didn't really have much.
Yeah, you hadn't worked it out.
Yeah, no.
So it's good to just do that, crash your way through a story first.
Yeah.
Well, when there's like the not much crowd and like you know that any gear's going to bomb anyway, you might as well just be like, oh, fucking throw this at the wall.
yeah, exactly.
Even if it gets a fucking little laugh at some point.
The worst thing is when there's people you know in the crowd.
Oh yeah.
And you're bombing your dick off and.
Yeah.
You want to, because you want to do well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if someone's drowning and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want to help you, but.
Yeah, you're on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and you're just watching someone out in the middle of the water just.
I think they're the only times where it's okay to like.
Yeah.
You're drowning and you're the person watching you drowning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like Rowan did at the Wicco when he was emceeing that. And we're all getting up, like, trying our shit. And it was just all comics. And then, like, he was yelling stuff out. Like, that's the only time where it's acceptable.
Yeah.
When you're not trying to heckle or be a dick, you're trying to, like, encourage the person to be like, oh, tell us more about that. Like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Like, you're kind of, like, doing a yes and like, getting the person to keep fucking going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's good. Keep talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, yell out sometimes.
Well, you were here when I emceed this.
You did
this
a great
second
job.
Time. I ate dick the first half, like when I was opening up for Liam and then invited Liam on. I didn't warm the crowd up whatsoever. I just failed at crowd work.
Yeah.
And then just, brought him up on stage.
I think you're hard on yourself. I think you did well.
Thank you.
Because I think part of warming a crowd up, not that I know anything about. I'll just preface this statement by saying I don't know anything about emceeing. I've never emceed.
Yeah.
But I think, definitely as an audience member, I think part of warming the crowd up is just being a likable person on stage, making the room feel pretty warm and welcome.
Yeah.
And I think you certainly have a relatability about you that even if you weren't like crushing with bits or anything, that's... you're still warming the room up to a standard where that comics can then do.
Hopefully.
Get into bits.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't feel like I'd done that in the first half, but thank you for that. But I didn't feel like I'd done that. When I came up on the second after the break,
yeah.
I did my job. I did my job. Like, I went into bits. I did 7 minutes of material.
After the comics warmed it up for you.
After the comics warmed it up for me. I did 7 minutes of material.
So basically the comics MC'd for the MC.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. They helped me out quite a bit.
Fuck, that's good.
The comics walked him through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was only like your second time seeing that,
wasn't it? Yeah, second time. So
I've only done it a few times too. So.
But I came up fucking like confident. And I had friends as well. I had friends there in the front row.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. But I was like riffing on stuff in between. I was like, yeah, we got to see an Asian dude's dick. That was cool.
What?
Not actually.
Everyone missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, yeah. what's his name? I can't remember his name now. Roger.
Roger.
Roger came up. His fly was undone. And then Zoe noticed, our friend, who was in the front row. She,
Zoe.
You know Zoe. You've met Zoe before.
Your friend Zoe, the skinny.
Yeah, our friend Zoe.
Oh, is she here?
She was here.
Skeletor.
Wow. Having such a cunt.
I don't like her.
She's never done anything to you. She listens to this podcast, so Tyler, edit that out.
She's a bitch. Leave it in, Tyler. No. She's a bitch.
She's not a bitch.
Official
she's,
enemy
she's
of
lovely.
Pod,
she's, yeah. She's lovely. She's seen my dick. She had nice things to say.
So she's a liar too. Fuck this bitch. Oh, no,
we're
kidding.
We love Zoe.
I got a bit. My bit I've been working on is, you know how they say ambulance drivers are the most trusted profession?
Yeah.
I think that's fucking bullshit. Just like, how did they get most trusted? Like, first of all, I was never given a survey to fill in. Like, when did that go around? And I think maybe it did, and then we've just been repeating it forever. But, like, they're kind of the middleman. Like, they're getting all the credit when they're the in-between. Like, they're taking you to someone who's going to save your life, and you're like, no, I trust this guy, the paramedic, more than...
So they're pretty much Uber drivers is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, the chef gets no fucking...
It'd be much cheaper to just order an Uber than to pay for an ambulance.
It is. That is true.
Well, if you're in America, 100%.
I mean, the Uber driver.
That's a lot of pressure on the Uber driver, though.
Even in Australia, it's like $1,500 for an ambulance.
Well, James has
and
that bit.
You can get the little fast Uber that takes you there quickly.
Oh, yeah. You can share it. Get an Uber X.
Yeah.
Hope there's a fucking nurse in there.
I mean, the driver's not going to restart your heart if you die on the way to the hospital. But
get out the jumper cables.
That is the downside.
I think the most trusted profession should be like an adult male circumcision surgeon.
Yeah.
Like, if you're coming at my dick with a knife, like, that's the most trustworthy.
Yeah, I want to see how stable his hands are. Because one little slip and there goes my pecker.
That's where you definitely don't want the Uber driver doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to trust an Uber driver to perform a circumcision.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the name of the doctor that does that?
What, circumcision?
Urologist? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Urologist?
Something Jewish.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, they got gynecologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Urology, I think. That's dicks.
I think that's
pissing,
just
isn't it?
Yeah, piss, like between your bladders and the tippy of your dick.
A cosmetic surgeon.
Rhinotologist?
That's your nose.
Rhinoplasty?
That's your nose.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a dickhead, so.
Fuck that shit. All right, let's end on that. Unless you got one more?
I have one last.
All right.
This is just an idea. How terrifying is the moment when you're halfway to sitting down and you can't remember if there's a chair that you're about to sit on?
When you go past the point of no return.
Of course, you don't want to... You don't want to stop and look, because then you look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, who stops and looks at the chair they're about to sit on? You don't want people thinking you're a weirdo.
A man with a sore asshole.
Yeah.
Well.
And you don't want to feel the chair before you sit down either, because that looks weird too.
Yeah. I've definitely, like, landed on a chair and be like, I'm glad that chair was
there. I'm glad that chair was there.
Yeah, like, holy fuck.
I think you have issues with your
core body
your confidence, Hugh. Like, yeah, you're trying to portray too much confidence. Like, a cheeky hand as you go to sit down, you know, like, yeah, fucking, I'm here. Like,
no, that looks weird. Yeah, that looks weird. That does weird. Yeah,
you're just not confident.
If a man's checking the chair before he has to sit down, I've got no respect.
This
for
This is why
his
Hugh
leadership.
Gets so much pussy because he just sits down on chairs without even looking. He's just like, "What's up, ladies?" Fucking Hugh's here. Sometimes I break my back, but a lot of the times I get a lot of pussy.
I want to address this issue. I do not get a lot of pussy.
Okay, you've gotten more. Okay,
what's your number?
What's my count?
Yeah.
Probably like...
This man doesn't
20.
Even know. 20?
At 22?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You get a lot of pussy. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of pussy.
I'm definitely under
22. Sorry to say it, man.
I'm under 22.
Yeah.
I think
well
I'm
under 20.
There.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What's yours, Mitch?
I'm not putting that out there. Sad. That's sad. You're and you're going to look at me, you're going to be like, oh, man, that doesn't surprise me at all.
We were married.
You've been married for a while.
I got the count of one.
Yeah, well, I was basically in one relationship to another.
Yeah.
And
not
very
around.
Short time
So
period
it's two.
Now.
Is it two?
It's maybe one
That's
more.
It's one more than,
that.
Than two.
Yeah. And we don't know what
Hell
that
yeah,
number
dude.
Is. Because on this podcast,
you're
we
a fucking
can't
saint,
count.
Bro.
Yeah.
Be proud.
I've been in like
straight
I've,
to heaven.
I've been in situations where I could have definitely, but I was
oh
like,
yeah, you
well,
want to make it four? We'll do it right after this.
Yeah, I was like, but I just was like, no.
That's the, we'll have to put a little explicit next right. to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll go camping.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll take you.
Okay, what's the percentage of those where you're like, I'm proud of them, like
oh,
yeah. What's the yeah
it's,
yeah?
Oh, it's probably 50%.
50%. So you've...
That's a good hit rate, mate.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So, but 10 of them, you're like, I'm definitely not.
I could have doubled my number.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why There's did been... you guys believe 20?
He's actually 40, but he just yeah. doesn't want to talk about half of them.
Those who shall not be named.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I don't have that much sex, but then when I do, you try to... sleep with people you would want to have sex with.
Yeah.
Try not to
quality over quantity.
Sure, yeah.
See, I'm not the same, but I just can't pull the numbers.
Yeah. I watched you... Now, this isn't a knock on you or your comedy.
Yeah, I love this.
But I watched you bomb. I watched you bomb, and then you got off stage, and then you picked up. And everyone was just like, fucking Hugh.
Was this at the stag?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. Such a fun night, man.
Whereas I did all right, didn't bomb, and then had a woman come up and talk to me for a long time, and then turned out she had a husband and a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. I had the best night of comedy I've ever had on that night, and I didn't even get my dick sucked. I think
by the prostitute I paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
She heard my comedy and she refused.
Yeah. I think I woke up next to a male comedian the next morning.
Oh.
I think we went out. Yeah, we went out that night. That's right. That was the night, my birthday night.
Because I went home, did the nitty gritty.
That's right, we were trolled.
And then I came back.
Then you came back out. That's right.
I came back to the pub.
Yeah.
Because...
Wait, was that the night you gave us all a lift back to my place?
That's right.
The night.
I tried to give you a fucking sweet potato and you wouldn't accept it.
I don't remember
Piece
that.
Of shit.
That's so funny that you tried to give me a sweet
potato. That was such a
so
fun.
I didn't have any money. Yeah, I was like, yeah, have a sweet potato.
Oh, man, that was such a fun night. That's
right.
Night. Yeah, good night. Anyway,
Should
let's end it there.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Hugh.
Yeah.
I can appreciate having you on.
Thanks
good
a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's good fun. Well, nice stories.
Lovely as always.
We'll be back here Tuesday for an open mic. You got anything to plug?
Nothing at the moment.
How's your fridge business going, mate? You want to plug that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you if you need a secondhand fridge, or sex, I can deliver both. $100 for a fridge. $150 for the package deal.
You get a fridge and a root for 150?
A fridge and a root for 150.
Fuck yeah.
What's the name of the business?
I can root you fridge on and a the root. Fridge.
Yeah. 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 What's the name of the business?
Don't be frigid.
Hughes Fridges.
Oh, yeah. Don't be like frigid's it. Way better.
Don't be frigid.
Oh, man.
Don't be frigidless.
Do you want to sponsor this podcast? We'll do a full ad for you.
We will.
It'll be sick.
That'll be great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll do it. We'll sort it out. All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.